Welcome to Mr. Bexford's Literary Podcast. This litcast contains quotes and notes from Romeo and Juliet Act 3. The scene breakdown is like this. In Act 1, we saw Benvolio and Mercutio arguing about who has a worse temper. And I were so apt to quarrel as thou art, etc. And then they get into it with Tybalt before Romeo comes in and chooses to walk away from a fight with the hot-headed Capulet. Mercutio gets involved and takes on the rat catcher. Romeo attempts to break up the fight, and Mercutio gets hurt. He dies after making several jokes about being made a grave man and being worm's meat. Romeo allows fire-eyed fury to be his conduct and kills Tybalt, leaving Benvolio to explain what happened when the prince comes in. As a result of the deaths, Romeo is banished from Verona. In scene 2, Juliet is in the Capulet garden awaiting news about her true love and wishing for night to come on. The conversation between the nurse and Juliet goes from bad to worse until finally Juliet pulls herself out of it by thinking about Romeo and the good that has come out of the fight. She sends, in the end, a ring to Romeo and news that he should still come to her place that night. In scene 3, Romeo is in Friar Lawrence's cell when he finds out that he has been banished. He complains about death being better than banishment for quite some time before the nurse comes in with news from Juliet and tells Romeo to be a man. He threatens to cut whichever part of him his name resides in out of himself. Finally, he gets some good advice from the friar and heads out for Juliet's place, revived. They now have a 5-point plan. Step 1 is to go to Juliet for their wedding night. Step 2 is to leave for Mantua by morning. Step 3, allow the friar to make the marriage public. Step 4, the friar is going to ask the prince to pardon Romeo. And then step 5, Romeo can come home. We'll see how that goes. In scene 4, Lord and Lady Capulet arrange for Juliet's marriage to Count Paris. This results in our timeline being established. If today is Monday, then the play started on a Sunday. The proposed wedding is to be on Thursday. Scene 5 sees Romeo and Juliet, after much discussion of whether the bird they hear is a lark or a nightingale, part for Romeo to take step 2 of the plan, go to Mantua. Juliet, who is sad by his departure, is visited by her mother, who says that this much weeping over Tybalt shows her to be a little crazy. She then attempts to cheer Juliet up by saying she's going to send someone to poison Romeo, so Juliet shouldn't think about it anymore. Lord Capulet appears just after Juliet turns down the idea of marrying Count Paris. Capulet gets angry and tells her to get married to his friend or be disowned. The nurse counsels Juliet to marry Paris and forget Romeo. Juliet heads off her friar under Lawrence's to get his advice or to kill herself, and thus the act ends. The quiz, due to our abbreviated week from the snow days, is going to take place after our vocabulary test on Friday. So, as always, come see me if you have any questions, and I will talk to you soon.